Hey guys, the show is about ready to start, but really quick, I wanted to grab your attention, tell you to have a pencil and paper ready. I have some very important information you're going to want to stick around for after the show regarding updated contact information, websites, and more. Everything's changed. Holy cow. What do I mean? Everything's ready to start. I gotta run. Stick around after the show and I'll get you filled in.
Welcome to this podcast. Get ready. Here we go.
GOST Radio proudly presents Random Illusions, the podcast where the occult community goes for its listening pleasure. I'm your host, Shasta Ray. Grab a cup of coffee, grab a cup of tea, or grab a glass of wine at the end of a long day if that's what you want to do. Kick back, settle in, and hang out with me for just a little bit while we chat it up about magic. Oh my gosh, it's the Random Illusions podcast. We are at Season 2, Episode 50. I am joined in the virtual studio tonight by Tim Cheesebrow.
Hello, it is nice to be here.
And Zoltan, the talking podcast bird, but he's being kind of quiet, so we'll see if he talks. How you been, Tim? You been keeping busy this past week?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's the week after Black Friday, so all of us crafty type people have been hard at work putting orders together and getting everybody their holiday treats.
Yep. I want to thank everyone who's been supporting the podcast through the Etsy shop. So we'll get to that in a little bit. But gosh, you weren't able to get in on our episode with Allison, Corey, and Aster. So we're doing a standalone for the two of us for GOST Radio and the gift-giving season, because really, Random Illusions and GOST Radio are the gifts that keep on giving.
Absolutely. You couldn't be more correct.
All right. So before we start, Tim, guess what? We have some really cool podcast news.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are now up to 108 countries. And no joke, in the past week, we have jumped up 10 cities. We are now at 1,509 cities worth of listeners around the globe. Oh my gosh. Let's give a shout out to some of the most recent countries that have been tuning in the past couple episodes.
That's what I'm talking about.
So our biggest listener base, of course, is the USA.
And our awesome hosers to the north, Canada.
Germany! And I think Germany is our friend Dan the Rune Guy.
Yeah, Daniel Zarza.
Right on. Shout out to Dan the Rune Guy in Germany.
And then we've got the Netherlands.
Zimbabwe is always supporting us. Oh my gosh, we love you, Zimbabwe.
Nose boops all around.
Nose boops all around.
And then we also have France.
Don't forget Algeria.
Or Hong Kong.
Brazil.
Everybody's favorite write-in, Tamaulipas.
India.
And Curacao.
Thanks for joining the fun. Do you know who has not joined the fun yet? We need somebody to send a link over to Iceland and Greenland. We haven't had Iceland or Greenland join the fun yet. Someone out there, if you know them, send them a link. Get them to join in. We really need them in on some stuff here. We miss them. We've never met them.
You know, have you heard anything more from our Egyptian friend? Did he ever write back?
No, but I have seen Egypt tuning in. So Egypt has been tuning in. I think he's been joining the fun.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Right on, Egypt. So thanks for all of our new listeners. And again, you know, just because we have over 1,500 cities, some of those big cities, we've got multiple listeners in. And so we're getting amalgamated, really. We're all over the world now. It's a lot of fun. It's like a party every week. And we want to let all of you know what we have to offer and what you could do. If you're joining in the fun every week, you're learning something, it's entertaining, you want to show us some love, we're going to give you a few options to do that. But we're also going to tell you all the awesome stuff that we have to offer you for your Christmas stocking this year.
Or whatever stocking of Christmas in your bag.
Yeah. Birthday, Thursday, Wednesday. You know, Hanukkah. Second Wednesday of the month. Any time of the year is really a good time for anything that we have to offer.
Well, because I think most of the stuff we're offering is magical tools to kind of help you practice what we're trying to preach.
Right. And divination, all sorts of stuff. So everyone knows the stuff I've been doing. It's nothing special, but I've always been passionate about tarot cards. It's always been my dream to sell really unusual, expressive, and fun decks. So if you're really looking for an unusual, expressive deck of tarot cards or oracle cards, head on over to the Etsy shop. And if you go to randomillusions.com, I have a link on the upper menu as well as the bottom of the page menu for, I think it's GOST Radio Tool Store is what it says. And that takes you over to the Etsy shop. So that's pretty much what I'm offering. It's kind of mundane, but I've got some really cool stuff over there for decks. And then I just started magical mystery boxes that are themed. It's not your typical box of crystals. I do magic themed. You're going to have a deck of cards. I've got 5 different sizes, 5 different themes, and they just keep getting bigger and better. More tools in them. Everything is labeled with the magical use of that item. And I get put some surprises and stuff in there too. So that's what I've got going on. And it's pretty cut and dry, pretty quick and easy, and nothing flashy, but it's a lot of fun. So go check it out.
I don't know. Those gift boxes are pretty flashy. They got cool stuff in them.
Yeah. Yeah. They're fun. And some of it's handcrafted. Some of it's crystals with magical function. And here again, I've got everything labeled with their magical purpose. And we've got some anointing oil in it. And I think you've got some on the way of your special brew of anointing oil that'll be in the upper level packages pretty soon. And want to thank everyone who has been showing their support with the Etsy shop and buying decks of cards. I'm about ready to put in. So I had to do a refill on the Wizards Tarot already. I'm about ready to put in another order with one of my big suppliers and soon to be another new supplier. I've got stock changing all the time.
Well, and that's kind of the fun is we can, you know, we can put out things that we think are cool and hopefully other people think they're cool too.
Oh gosh, I hope so. So you've got some more flashy stuff and creative stuff, and you even have some mundane stuff that you're making that people can get off your Etsy shop.
Yeah, and I'm also open to suggestions if, you know, if you like the style of my work and you're like, hey, I really wish you could invent a tool to do this. Like, I love feedback like that because it gives me a challenge and then I can come up with something really cool for you.
Oh my gosh. We do have a couple of products that you have been developing. I've been testing for you over this past year, and we've kind of waited to now to really do an unveiling on the podcast.
Yeah, well, that's kind of a crucial thing because I think people should know that, you know, this stuff is stuff that we test and that we, you know, we take the time to make sure that it's done right and we're not just throwing stuff out there willy-nilly, even though it is new spiritual technology. We take the time to make sure that it is what we say it is.
Absolutely. And you sent me, well, you know what my favorite is. I use it all the time and it is like supersonic, but I have been testing this one tool that you came up with for, gosh, going on a year now. And it's my magic go-to. I can't say enough high praise about this tool. Holy cow. We've actually had episodes in the past where it was mentioned. So I don't know if any random illusion trivia people out there remember, but.
Well, it's gone by a few names. I think last time on the podcast, you called it like the big frickin' altar plate or something.
I think I called it the supersonic altar plate, the mega pinnacle plate. It's got rocket fuel.
The Death Star ray.
Yeah, it's and we say that with love just because of the power attached to it. It's not evil.
No. It kind of just feels like a column of divine light just coming down into space. Well, it's the name that I've settled on for it, if you want to find it in the Etsy shop, is called The Altered Plate of Divine Communion.
I love it.
Because after testing it, that's what it does. It puts you in touch. Now, I'll just kind of, because we can't show the listeners, I'll just kind of describe it briefly.
Oh, but it'll give them a reason to go running over to your Etsy shop to check it out.
So we've talked a lot on the show about Solomonic pentacles, and we know them and we love them. And so this altar plate has all of the Solomonic pentacles on here. They're arranged in their own sacred circles on whether they are benefic, restorative, or some people like to call them malefic, but I don't like that word because I don't think it truly gets at what those pentacles do, because none of the pentacles really do anything bad or malefic. Like, they come from a benign entity.
They're all divine powers, and they all come from the divine. It's how we choose to use those spirits and how to go to them.
And if you look at the name that actually surrounds those malefic, quote-unquote, pentacles, the name that's around there, the divine name, is Elohim Gibor, which means the strength of the Lord. And that's a reference to the Kabbalistic tree of life, where, you know, strength, I guess, or severity is balanced by mercy and compassion. They're two sides of the tree because they're both aspects of the divine, but that doesn't make them bad. Like, anger can be used for good, right? So anyways, so we've got those on there. All those around the outside, we've just got a whole collection of divine names. On one side is printed the Shem HaMafrash in Hebrew, and the other side has the Ana B'Koach prayer in Hebrew. So all of those angels are activated. That's 72 plus 42, 114 different angels, plus all the angels on all the pentacles. And then just for good measure, at the bottom, I put the Greater Seal of the Archangels on there, which has all of the archangels' names, sigils, all of the Olympic spirits and their sigils, and all of the planetary names and sigils. And it all is surrounding a center tetragrammaton triangle, which is, that's where I like to put my candle when I'm doing my stuff. And I kind of put my petition on there, and then I'll put my candle on top of it. And, you know, sometimes all I have to do to use it is just to touch it and start talking.
That's how I use it.
Yeah, you said use it kind of like a phone book almost sometimes. You kind of touch the pentacles you want to activate.
Actually, what I do is I acknowledge every name, every pentacle, every divine intelligence attached to every character and every symbol. So, like, I call upon every intelligence that is in any way attached to any symbol on that board and ask for their ear. And then I have a little tiny miniature planchette. And if I want to ask what pentacle to focus on for my problem, I let it point to whichever pentacle it's recommending. And it's been weirdly accurate and weirdly amazing in the response that I get from it. I mean, incredible. You feel like you're just talking directly to every aspect of the divine all at once. And it's gentle. It's not scary or anything.
No, I mean, there's some protections built into that board for people who are maybe worried about that. So one of the protections that is built into the board is that the so-called malefic pentacles, not because I think that they're going to do you any harm, but because it's it's a safety feature, has an extra ring on the inside in which Psalm 91 is inscribed in Hebrew.
Nice. I want to comment really quick on the malefic pentacles. There are people out there that really think that they are for, you know, doing harm and cursing and all this. But really, honestly, they all are powers that come from the divine. And I like to remind everyone that no matter what spirit you're working with or what angel you're working with, even if it's known as an attack spirit, they are experts in the polar opposite of what they're known for. So you can flip the tables on those nasty ones. Use them for protection. Use them for their intelligence. Ask them for their counsel.
Yeah, because think about it, not as though the angel has a specific skill set, but that they have experience in a domain of skills, which is why they can do the opposite. And also just think about like there's one pentacle in there that is for like cursing and killing. But what if you turned it and used it for your shadow work to destroy the things inside of yourself that you no longer want to hold on to?
That's exactly what I do.
Yeah. You know, so you can flip the script on a lot of these things. And there's also a little benediction that is carved into the wood that says, "In the name and by the authority of Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, no harm shall befall the one using this sacred tool of art. They are protected from all malignity, intentional or accidental, spoken or unspoken. May these holy pentacles work in concert to perform miraculous deeds pleasing to the Lord. Let these be for the highest good, harming none. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh," which means holy, holy, holy. Let it be so.
I love it. I love this tool. And, you know, what I've found that I use it for, just like you said, is a lot of shadow work, a lot of guidance. I ask that the powers that are represented on there and the intelligences represented give me counsel on my problems. And it's been incredible to work with in that capacity. Answers will just start coming to you.
Yeah, it's weird. And like the last time I used it, I mean, I swear it felt like an electric shock.
Yeah.
But like in a good way. I don't know. It was good. But so that's one of the altar plates. I've got a couple other ones that are pretty cool. For those who like to do divination stuff, who like to try and use their crystal ball and talk to spirits or whatever, I've got the table of practice for the drawing spirits into crystals method, the DSIC method that was created by Johannes Trithemius back in the Renaissance era. And there's very specific instructions for how to do it. And I send those instructions with the board. That one's been pretty popular lately. There's a new technology out there that I like. I call it the Spirit Quick Connect.
Oh, those are fun.
And what's needed? So there's an Archangel one and there's a Goetia Spirit one. And they both work on the same principle. The sigil of Raziel is in the center. We know Raziel is a very easy to contact Archangel. He's great at connecting you to other entities. And so for that reason, I put that seal in the center. And then there's a little indicator that comes out of it. And then around that indicator are the seals for these different spirits. And then basically just spin the dial to the one you want to talk to. And it's like speed dial. I've got some, you know, I've got some of the classic ones too, like the Sigillum Dei Amethi, which is the table that John Dee used in all of his, you know, he's the guy who created or transcribed the Enochian language. And right. He was Queen Elizabeth's court magician. And he's got a really cool table that we've got on the Etsy shop. There's an altar plate of the Shem HaMaphorash angels.
Oh, that's a nice one too.
So in the center, it's got the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh instead of a nine-pointed star. And then around the edge are the three letters that make up the basis for the names of each angel. All 72 of them are on there. That's a pretty cool, it's a powerful one.
You're doing the small little wearable Solomonic pentacles as well, aren't you?
Yeah. So not only am I offering Solomonic pentacles, but I'm also offering something completely new that I literally started posting them on the shop yesterday.
Yay. I can't wait for you to tell people about this one.
So a lot of people, especially if you're familiar with Gallery of Magic stuff, and we talk about these entities a lot, the Shem angels and the Goetia spirits. Well, here's the cool thing. There's 72 of each, and that's no accident because they're paired. And a lot of people, the traditional way of thinking of it is that the Goetia spirit is constrained or opposed by this Shem angel. But in practice, we found that that's not how it works. It's more like they're a team.
Yeah. And some people even go as far as say they're different aspects of the same spirit. I think that they're paired up. I think they're two separate spirits, but they work very closely together and they complement each other.
Yeah. And that's what we found. So I'm putting this out there, the seals of the Shem angels, because I mean, most people have a copy of the seals of the Goetia spirits because the Lesser Key of Solomon is pretty widely spread. But the 72 seals of the Shem angels come from the work of a guy named Eliphas Levi, who Some people like him, some people don't. But he was kind of an occult revivalist in France in the 1800s. And, you know, I don't like everything he does, but this one book called The Seals of the 72 Geniuses, he created these really cool seals. And then around them is the invocatory Bible verse in Latin. So you don't have to memorize it. It's right there. Same thing with the Goetia spirit. I put the N or the calling on the outside. So you don't have to memorize that either. It's all right there for you. The sigil's right there. So those are coming out. Those are pretty cool. I've got also these really neat pendants that have all of the seals from the 6th and 7th books of Moses.
Wow.
Those are really neat. I've got custom Ouija boards that one's really unique because it doesn't use English letters at all. It uses runes.
Nice.
A runic Ouija board, which could take the place of throwing the runes or, you know, you could use it to spell out words, assuming that you've learned that alphabet.
Yep. And that's a really nice one. You have different designs on that one too.
Yeah, they're pretty. It's kind of all Celtic Nordic inspired designs. And underneath each letter is the pronunciation, the English letter equivalent, and a one word description of kind of the essence of that rune so that you don't have to memorize everything.
One thing that you did that I just love every time I see it is I came up with a design for Ouija boards where I rearranged the layout of the alphabet. So instead of two arced rows, I have three rows and it's arranged a little bit better. It makes the planchet move better, faster, and you can hit the letters without going one side to the other, blah, blah, blah. And when you put that in and started running with that design, oh my gosh. Couple other features that we just decided to throw onto some of our boards we're making is sometimes we accuse boards, Ouija boards, of lying. Well, we don't know. That spirit on the other side might be a spirit of a human being, and they may be trying to be helpful or lending opinion. A lot of times we don't know if they're just guessing. So we're putting an I don't know on there, as well as a please rephrase your question, because sometimes we jumble our questions up and they answer one part of it, but we may be focusing on another part of what we're thinking on. So rephrase and I don't know features.
Yeah, I find that the I don't know gets used a lot more than I thought it would.
And I don't talk to a whole lot of human spirits. I usually talk to the spirits of the Goetia or Shem angels I'm working with or whatever. And I've also come up with some of the designs I've made where I'll put small words in there like, and what's the other ones? You, your, is.
Yeah. Really
I've come up with some different designs I play with. I have talked over the past year that I was coming up with my own designs. I'm still working on some stuff with that, and the designs keep changing and my materials keep causing problems. But I think I finally come up with my Ouija board that I'll be releasing this next year. So I haven't forgotten. I just have had some delays on that.
And these aren't on the Etsy shop yet because I'm going to go over this week actually to my mom's house, and she and I are going to take out the watercolors and we are going to paint some really nice abstract or landscape type backgrounds that we can set in resin and cool Ouija boards out of those. My mom's really cool. There's also a bunch of kind of wearable type things. In addition to the DSIC altar plate, I've also got the lamens, which are little seals for each of the classical planetary bodies that you use on the appropriate day or hour when you're doing your scrying. So those lamens, you just get all seven, it comes with a set. And then for those who like to do the headless or the bornless rite before they do their workings, I've got the phylactery of the headless bornless rite that you kind of wear as a kind of like a headband almost when you're doing it. That comes from the Greek magical papyri. And then this one I think is really cool because it's so simple and it's also really cheap. So I've got it on my site for like $5, but here's the deal, is the second seal in the 6th book of Moses is called the Seal of Greatest Fortune. And what it says in the book is, the special secret of this seal is, if someone carries the seal with them, it'll bring them great fortune and blessing. Therefore, it is called the truest and highest seal of fortune, which who couldn't use that, right? Here's the thing. How are you going to remember to carry with you all the time? because if I just gave you like this seal, you could lose it, you could ever. What I did is I put this seal on a business card sized piece of aluminum that's really, really thin. And the idea between, so you can put it in your cell phone case behind your phone.
Nice.
So it's always with you because your cell phone's always
with you. That's awesome. And I have one too. And I do keep it in a very common area that I spend a lot of time on. And I do think some of these things that I've been focusing on and asking for them to lend their energy as I test them for you, I've had a lot of tremendous, amazing, amazing results.
There's a new family of pendulum boards that are out there right now. I've got one kind of really classical looking one. I've got one that is more about the zodiac and has all the constellations on it. I've got one that's, again, it's all runic in nature. And I've got one that's kind of Day of the Dead inspired.
Oh, wow.
There's a cool like candy sugar skull design in the middle. And then all of the yes, no, maybe, whatever, that's all in Spanish around the outside. And then the alphabet includes the Spanish ñ so that they can spell Spanish words.
Oh, wonderful.
And then there's, you know, some people like to do crystal grids. And I thought, how can I beef it up? And so I took the crystal grid, the flower of life image, which the flower of life image is also the sigil for Sandalphon, which is kind of cool. And then in between some of the nodes where these little shapes kind of come together, I put the sephirot of the Kabbalistic tree of life in there with the Hebrew names for each one of those sephirot. And you're kind of combining those two things. On the mundane side, I think I put together a little drinking game just for funsies. I've also got like custom wand creation and stuff on there. There's a little coin but I'm calling it a safety coin. And this is a design for people who are getting into the world of online dating.
Oh, okay. Everyone listen to this because everybody probably knows somebody this might apply to.
It's a cool little coin that is a little, it's about the size of a silver half dollar. And on the front of it, there's an image of Lilith and her seal, because we know that Lilith is a protector of women. And then on the back, it just has the words, please help. I am in an uncomfortable or dangerous situation and need to leave. Please arrange a ride and make sure I get in the vehicle alone. Thank you. So if you're on a date with somebody and things aren't going as planned and you don't feel like you have an out, you can slip this to your server or a bartender or somebody nearby that looks trustworthy and casually get this message out that you need a way out of this situation. Maybe it'll make things a little safer. I don't know.
Absolutely. I think that is a fabulous, fabulous idea. And, you know, I hope that is an idea people copy. Seriously.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, and it was actually my dad's idea. He's like,
lovely.
Yeah, really,
thank him.
You should make this. I will. I was like, you should make this coin. I was like, that's really clever. And I think super needed.
And very necessary. I've talked to people. Everyone's got horror stories dating at some point in time in their life. And it's worse and worse and worse. And now with dating apps, people are just meeting up with strangers and you just don't know who they are. So yeah. And everyone just stay safe out there. If you're in any kind of an unusual situation, you're in a bar or anything, be safe, be smart about it. And by all means, if you do feel uncomfortable, don't be afraid to talk to somebody at the establishment's management.
Mm-hmm. There's one more item that's on there that I think is worth mentioning, which is vials of holy water and containers of anointing oil. The anointing oil, if you're going to do it the way that it's outlined in the book of Exodus, it takes a bit of work. And, you know, when I do it, I do it like 5 gallons at a time.
Wow.
That way I don't have to go through the process a million times. And I also have decided to forego the traditional olive oil and use instead a food grade mineral oil that is guaranteed to never spoil. So, cause olive oil goes rancid in like a week when you put all this other herbs and stuff in it.
Right.
And I don't want that for people. So this other oil, it doesn't have a smell. So it's not going to smell like petroleum. It smells like frankincense and herbs and stuff. It's really nice smelling, actually.
Well, you brought someone. You were out here in Colorado a couple months back, and I actually used a little bit of it today. And little dabble, do you? It goes a long way. It has mm-hmm. great vibe to it. It feels very pure. And I mean, you and I used it when we had our Psalms ritual. I keep it in a sacred spot. And yeah, great stuff. Great stuff. I've been using it a little bit.
And there are some people who also are reticent about doing it for themselves because they think that it has to be made by an ordained person, which you and I both are. So if that's your reason, if you want that service done by an ordained person, we are that. We can do that.
And I like to just interject here as a chaos magician and as a occult podcast, do it yourself podcast host, you know, no matter what you buy or who you buy it from, if it is a magical tool of any sort, I want to encourage everyone to find your own way of consecrating your tools. That way you initiate them to your use. And that's okay. You don't have to have some kind of piece of paper saying that you were ordained in some special way. It's your practice. It's your spiritual path. You can do this yourself too, no matter what that tool is, whether it's a deck of cards or a bottle of anointing oil or a wand or anything. I wanted to tuck in here really quick. If everyone goes over to the randomillusions.com website, pretty much it's your one-stop shop for all things Random Illusion and GOST Radio for the most part. There's a upper menu across the top. Everything's repeated down at the very bottom of that homepage. We've got a contact link. You can even leave a voicemail up to 2 minutes. And if you do that, make sure you let me know if you want your voicemail used on the air or not. I would love feedback from everyone. But another anointing oil, if anyone's interested, if you want something totally natural, I do have a link on the Random Illusions page for essential oils. I have affiliate marketing there, and I have a resale account that I've had for a number of years. I don't push it very hard. I usually use it for myself, but if you want pure frankincense oil, myrrh oil, or if you use herbs in your magical practice, you can also use essential oils for those herbs, and then you're not hunting down dry herbs. It works just as wonderful. You can anoint your candles and such with it. Also on the website, we have a link at the top for the GOST Radio, what's it say, GOST Radio Tool Store. That will take you over to my Etsy shop for the GOST Radio, you know, buying decks of tarot cards and stuff. Down at the bottom, you're also going to see a link for support the show. And we've got a buy me a coffee as well as a coffee.com link.
Yeah, and we're not trying to be beggars about it, but you know, there's expenses to putting this show on, and not just monetary ones. You and I put in a lot of time with research, and you with editing, and you know, so if you appreciate having this free content that we put together every week for you, just consider supporting us with a couple of bucks. It really goes a long way and helps make it cost neutral for us, so we can keep nurturing this passion and nurturing your passion and trying to get good quality information out there.
Now, when I started this up, this was my own personal choice. I vowed that I would not have a Patreon. I'm not interested in it. I don't like the monthly, oh, hey, pay me every month, ongoing. People forget about it and it drains your account. I just don't like this. I don't like it. Some people love it. That's great. But what I decided is to go with the buy me a coffee. You could do a one-time contribution for the basic cost of a cup of coffee, or you can do it monthly, and you could adjust that for as much support one time or ongoing as you want. Now, the thing that we're going to announce right now for the very first time ever, oh my gosh, on the coffee.com link, that is set for, please don't choke, a $25 donation. But as a thank you for your contribution and your support to the Random Illusions podcast, it will give you an email address and you can let us know if you would like a rune reading from Tim or a tarot card reading from myself, Shasta Ray. It will be personalized for you, and we will send you a link so you can see your reading. We'll send you a video link. And we're doing it as a thank you for contributions to support the show, as well as, you know, maybe give you a little bit of insight on a question you have, a little bit of direction. It'll be a little bit of fun. We each do things a little bit non-traditional as far as our readings go, and we keep it lighthearted and positive.
Yeah, so just let us know what your question is.
Basically, you know. give us it. I'll use Miss Aida's example. Give us a good basic, hey, this question is about my relationship with my coworker at my day job. And, you know, a little bit of a basic, this is what it's about. I'm asking about this. Just enough that we can ask our divination system and provide you with some insight on your situation.
Yeah. Yeah. We need a starting point so we know how to interpret what we're seeing. But that would, you know, if anybody chooses to do that, we're very grateful for support in that way. We're also very grateful for anybody who checks out either of these shops and wants to support our work that way.
Last but not least, I just want to throw out there, now, it's a square site. I'm still kind of wrestling with it. I'm finding it's not as user-friendly as I really wanted with the setup. But if you go to gostradio.com, I do have that domain. We do have a square site. If you do not see any of the products on there that Tim has talked about, send us an email. There's an email link on the first homepage when you open that up. And let us know what you're after. We can customize. And the thing with the gostradio.com site is that we are thrilled to be on Etsy. Etsy's been kind of a fun little journey so far. Tim and I check in, hey, we got a sale. Hey, this is going on. Hey, my advertising's working, blah, blah, blah. But the thing is even though they put us out in front of people, it's a great platform. They do take out a good sizable chunk out of every sale. Yeah. And we can offer a little bit better pricing, a little bit better deals, and a little bit more customization to your order if you order off of the gostradio.com site. So check it out. And with everything off of my Etsy site, I throw in some little thank you gifts and fun stuff. I can do a little bit more with that with the GOST Radio site. Also on that main page is the GOST Radio TikTok link, as well as the YouTube link. We're going to start ramping up on that just a little bit more. For anyone that wants a reminder every week, follow on Twitter, follow on Facebook. Those links are on randomillusions.com. And you can also listen from your mobile device straight from the Facebook page. So there's different ways that you can listen in. Of course, we're on every podcast app out there nowadays. Anyway, join the fun. And if you know anybody out there that may benefit from some of the stuff we talk about, they may get a kick out of this. Or hey, what if you have some content you want us to cover or a guest you would like to see on the show? Holy cow, hit us up. Let us know.
Yeah, because we don't know everybody. And we would certainly love to get some suggestions for who you'd like to hear from. We can reach out and do the connection and stuff, but getting your input is really invaluable.
Okay. And so then our big reveal for the upcoming year in 2023, oh my gosh, this is amazing. We have had a really unique invitation.
Yeah, to join a nonprofit as their, basically they, you know, they like what we're doing on the show. It totally jives with what they're trying to do. And they've asked us to be kind of their outreach arm, the podcast that is, and it's the Institute for Spiritual Advancement.
Yay. Tell us a little bit about what they're out there for. I was really thrilled because an acquaintance of ours, an upcoming author that we hope to be promoting on the show, is on the site already. And that is Adrian Caveman Mick. Oh my gosh, I cannot wait to promote Adrian's work.
Yeah, and I think they've been kind enough to also put our products up on their website.
Nice.
For people who want to do that. It's their way of being appreciative. We're also joining forces on some of the fraud alert stuff. And I guess, you know, their main mission, their mission statement is, it is our mission to guide people along their spiritual path, to update spiritual texts and practices for the modern era, and to spread the light of the divine.
Nice.
It says, they say the world needs light bringers, be one. And they have an interesting ordination path called the Order of the Prismatic Flame, which is an order of ordained practitioners dedicated to seeking the path to ascension and communion with the divine. I mean, we've got some big time synergy going on. We are so excited to be part of them. They've got some authors in the mix. They've got really cool like books and stuff that are coming out in the next year that we're going to be talking about and supporting. And
okay, so gosh, you know, we have thrown a ton of stuff at you guys. Your heads are probably swimming. Holy cow. So look in the show notes of this episode. All of the links are going to be there. That's very important for everything we've talked about. But I'm going to put a very special post in the randomillusions.com blog with our Etsy shops, everything we've talked about. And go check out the updated friends and guests link, because I am going to put a specific little blurb for some of this content in there for the GOST radio staff and how we can help you. So that will be our link on the friends and guests page with all of our stuff right at your fingertips. Your hosts of the Random Illusions podcast, doing everything in our power to help you be a better you. So that's our goal. I love it. This has been so much fun. I hope we have given a whole bunch of people some ideas out there on more stocking stuffers, on more stuff that they can put on their wish list. And check out, you know, some of the stuff we're selling, some of the stuff we're doing. Keep your eyes and ears peeled. We haven't even told you everything that's on the horizon because we don't have it really ready to go yet. So we're not going to announce it till it's out there and available. But yeah, we've got more magic on the way, books on the way. And oh my gosh, last but not least, couple new changes coming to the podcast. You've been hanging out with us for a couple of years now. We've been talking about occult magic. Talk about a little bit of hoodoo magic. We talk about some really great energy stuff, shadow work stuff, divination stuff. Gosh, there's one subject that I think we all love, and it may not be magic, but it's certainly magical. We're going to start having some paranormal people on the show. Woohoo!
Wah, wah, wah,
wah. And they aren't just fly by the seat of your pants. These are people recommended by the best of the best of the best of the best. So we know they are the real deal. You don't want to miss that. So keep your eyes and ears peeled next week. I think we're going to start off with Sasquatch.
My brother's kind of a Sasquatch.
Okay. So, you know, I don't know if I'm going to have my poop in a group by Christmas. I want to do a very special Christmas presentation. Last year for December, I have an episode called For Aunt Dolores, and it was an episode in honor of my mom for her birthday. So this year, I hope to have an episode in honor of my dad for Christmas for a very special reason. So keep your ears peeled, and if it don't happen, well, probably means I'm drinking too much eggnog.
or something,
you know, whatever, maybe a margarita. I don't know, you know, Zoltan has not said a peep this whole episode. He fell asleep on my shoulder. He's just been sitting there. He'll probably go back up to his cage and start talking nonstop. I'm hoping to have I got a condenser mic, and I'm going to start working with him, so maybe I can pick him up talking better, and then we'll have a Zoltan episode. If anybody out there is interested, Zoltan and his friends have their own YouTube channel called The Flying Mouse Chronicles. All right. So, wow, this has been a lot of information. I got a lot of typing and stuff ahead of me to get everyone up to speed on all of our links. So, you know what? I think right now, all there is really left to say is keep a smile on your face.
Keep a bounce in your step.
Keep practicing your magic and get busy out there clicking on all these links, because we've been busy little bodies this whole past year. We got lots of cool stuff you got to go look at. So go check it out, right? Be back next week, and we are going to talk about some Bigfoot. And until next time, bye-bye.
Bye.
It was so nice to see you.
Thanks for sticking around after the show. Oh my gosh, so many changes and so many things to tell all of you about. We are officially in rerun mode. What does that mean for you? Well, hey, if you listen on your favorite podcast app, nothing is going to change. You will always be able to go back and listen to your favorite episodes and guest spots anytime you want, just as you always have. Again, nothing will change for those of you that use your favorite podcast app. Next, the website will change a little bit. It will change to www.podpage.com/random-illusions, or you can listen directly off the host site, www.randomillusions.buzzsprout.com. Links are now in every episode show notes. Check it out. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/GOST Radio. Twitter.com/GOST Radio. If you love YouTube, don't forget to subscribe to the Random Illusions Podcast YouTube channel, the GOST Radio YouTube channel, and TikTok. Don't forget to follow us there. Links are down in the show notes. Exclusively for the listener base of Random Illusions, Tim and I are going to continue our coffee.com divinations. Just let us know if you want a rune reading by Tim or a tarot reading by Shasta and what your question is. Give us about 2 business days and we will respond with a thorough answer to your question, giving you some insight and maybe a little inspiration as well. If you would like to follow Tim and I as we jump into our new leadership roles and all of the new projects we are presenting and working on, don't forget to hit us up. Facebook, privately, Tim Cheesebrow, Shasta Michaels, Random Illusions, or just shoot us an email at magic, M-A-G-I-C-K, at randomillusions.com, and we will send you links as to where you can keep tabs on all of our future endeavors and adventures. And hey, you may want to get involved yourself. You never know. All right, keep your eyes and ears peeled. We will be announcing when we will be back. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.